This is Frank. And right now, Frank is feeling a bit frustrated. You see, he has basically been driving in circles for most of the last hour. Let's say Frank is trying to get to an important business meeting, but his lack of directional abilities already have him running way behind. Frank is hopelessly lost. He could stop and ask for directions, but problem is, guys like Frank really don't do that sort of thing. So, he will probably pull out his trusty smartphone and look for an app to get him out of this. But which app should Frank choose? This quick video will run you through the steps to install your new dishwasher. Before we begin, be sure and take a look at the parts list and make sure you have everything. This is not the sort of job you want to get halfway through and realize you don't have what you need. Once you verify the parts and supplies, it's time to get started. You'll need to shut off the water supply line running into the home. This may require shutting off the water at the street near the meter. Get this step wrong, and you'll know in a quick hurry. Once the water is shut off, we will disconnect the old dishwasher from the electricity and the water supply line. To do this, just unplug the dishwasher from the wall. If it is a hardwired connection, you're going to need to shut off the power line from the circuit breaker before continuing. This is another step in the process we classify as more so on the important side, so be sure you get it right. Once everything is disconnected, it's time to slide the dishwasher out from underneath the countertop.